you think it's so blunt?
What?
Blunt's forever.
Oh, yeah. You'll come out of the year then.
Hey, Dinah.
I think that was us.
No.
Oh, Dinah is here. Okay. I just heard one attendee.
Yeah, that was her. Yeah, the host. Yeah.
The host with the most.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody. It is 9:01. I'm going to call the meeting to order.
The public meeting.
Public meeting of September the 24th, 2020, to order. And do I have an approval of the agenda?
Making a motion to approve the agenda?
Yep.
Okay, I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Yes.
Yes? Okay. I think that's Paula.
Hey, Paula.
Paula's joined us. Thank you, Paula. All right, we'll jump right into administration. And I'm going to jump right to Kelly because is Chris, did you say Chris?
Was not until 10.
Not until 10 this morning. Okay. Okay, Kelly, you're on. Go ahead.
All right, we've been concentrating on doing some grading. Ideally, we want to grade before the leaves fall because then it changes the whole dynamic. So we did a couple of the main roads. We did not widen any roads. We just graded them. After grading comes culvert cleaning, culvert and drainage for the fall, so that we're ready for the spring. And I'm kind of bringing this up because it comes to my next item, which is scheduling. We are scheduling. We have the next 4 weeks scheduled out, maybe beyond that. Why I'm bringing this up is we talked to Chris today. We're out of time to do the grading that they wanted with Dawson. I mean, this should have been done. I don't know why the dirt sections of the project couldn't have been prepped for us, so we could have done our grading. Now we got projects coming out that. I'm gonna let you guys figure it out, but.
So let me just ask you what you think is in that road material, because I think that's going to end up either helping or hurting you. From what I remember, they were digging the trench box, the trench line, and bringing up all sorts of materials from down under, and that got mixed in with our surface material.
Right.
So come springtime, or even in the winter.
Well, we can't leave it the way it is.
It's rough now.
It's going to be rough to plow. But it's beyond just the grading. It's the ditches that need to be fixed before we grade it. Ditching was not part of what we offered to do.
Right.
We were going to do a final skim grade.
Yeah.
Not to go down deep, not to restore roads. Now right. We're going to have to restore the road to a flatness before we even do the final grade. So.
And that all has to be done before Bryant comes in?
Ideally, because we don't want to be driving over it with new pavement. So, ideally, yeah. So, and it has to be done before we're getting into some projects. I have scheduled, and I've worked really hard on this. And I just got the finalization this morning that the excavator is being delivered for the Bergdorf culvert on the 5th. Now, this was a huge thing to pull off.
Yeah.
I don't need to tell you guys, but
yeah.
Everything is snowballing. We're going to do that project, and I the week of the 5th.
Yeah. All right.
And so, that could be week and a half. We don't know. And that's what this is, the full foliage, leaves falling,
right.
All the cleaning, a whole different – the fall – what we do in the fall is – very important for
yeah.
Spring. So my schedule's, and somewhere in there, not somehow, I have 2 weeks of vacation. I'm not giving up.
Yeah.
And I put it off and put it off. I even put off this to schedule into the way this summer's going to go.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be ready with this by the 5th so I can work the excavator. It was all part of the schedule. Now, this is throwing a kink in it where this should have been done already. And I don't know why they're not even, they're up there now, I don't know if you know, but they're digging for that house at the end, the water line.
Reinhardt.
We never got an application.
Well, they get an excavator in there and a load of sand. I don't know what they're doing, but know.
We thought that, well, anyway.
No, Don has put out an email quite a while ago.
This is for conversation for you guys.
Well, when Chris calls in.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're just working around the foundation or what they're doing, but.
Well, I think the water line's in and has been connected to the new main with a 2-inch stub off of the 6-inch.
And I know that was part of your conversation, too.
Yeah.
The Zeem was supposed to
inspect all that, and he had not been able to.
Wait, they haven't paid the $8,000 yet? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Right. They had not provided an application.
Can somebody call these people and ask them? I mean, this email thing back and forth is ridiculous. We don't know if people got the email or sent them a register.
Turned on, but they are connected.
Okay. Well, we better get, I don't know.
But going back to Kelly.
I'm just giving you that because you got, that's beyond me.
Yeah, that's a separate issue.
As far as scheduling for the creating of
those roads. This other issue, Kelly, when were they supposed to do it? This past week and they didn't do it? Is that what you're saying? Why all of a sudden, I didn't hear this last week that this was some big urgent thing that had to get done. Now you're saying, oh my God, it's not going to get done. We don't have time.
The paving was scheduled for next week.
Right.
Okay.
A week and a half.
Is it still scheduled for then?
I was able to move that out.
But we did not tell Dawson's that, so they should have been ahead of that curve. Right. And gotten the grading done.
I was going to announce that today, that I got to move the paving out. But gravel roads have nothing to do with anything except for why aren't they there doing it?
Right. Well, they
don't understand why they pulled everything out. They've been gone for more than 2 weeks now.
And they don't have a grader, is that correct?
They don't have a grader.
In their arsenal, but they can rent one.
I guess I'm confused, because I feel like we're sitting here, oh my God, they haven't done something, we're behind. Wait, where did this all come from?
Well, we're going to be doing...
Was there something in the past week that they were supposed to do that they didn't do?
Prep for paving.
Yeah.
Why didn't that get done this week?
Because they were waiting for a part for their water system so that they could check.
That's right. Yeah, so we decided that so are they still waiting for that part or don't we know?
We don't know that yet.
But the paving, and again, I kind of confused the two at first, that the paving and the grading of the gravel roads is two separate projects, because you're not going to grade once the road's paved, you still want to be running the grader equipment over the brand new paved road.
Well, I was hoping to have it.
No, I got that, but last week they said, hey, we're waiting for this part, the whole thing's going to be on hold for a couple of weeks. And you, Kelly, you called the whoever, and you said, yeah, that's fine. Now you're saying it's not fine. I don't understand.
Well, it's fine for the paving, but it's not fine for the gravel. The gravel roads was a whole separate deal.
Was that made clear last week?
We didn't talk about the gravel roads. We talked about the paving.
Yeah.
I just figured I was up there this morning looking, and the ditching hasn't been completed to where we can grade the road.
But was this... Was this communicated to them?
I don't know. I guess my question is, why did they leave and not have it ready for us?
Right.
They must have got a job somewhere else and moved on to something, but the gravel roads, there's no reason why they weren't completed or they pulled out. Oh. And I don't like, throw anybody under the bus, but backing me up.
Maybe we should hold this discussion until we have, we should have
Chris.
A discussion when we get Chris on the line.
Yeah.
I guess the bigger part, when I talked to Dawson and Chris, and they were asking me how much it was going to cost the district to do this job, it was kind of him and hard, and $2,000 was a lot. But I said, it's going to cost us $2,000. I'd like to build it $2,000. And then we pay $10,000 for a culvert. I mean, they're getting a smoking deal for us to do this job. I'd almost rather not do it. Because my anticipation was that we were going to save a bunch of money to put towards something else in the project. $2,000, it's not worth me to go do it to save $2,000. But that, by right, that's what it costs us to run the grader for 2 days, because it's $150 an hour, but, we're not making any profit. It's basically breaking even, but Dawson saved the money. How does the project save the money? I don't know how that works.
Well, it just seems we should wait to have the rest of this conversation until we have Chris on the line. I think we're just wasting time. Right? Because we can't resolve anything without him, right?
Right.
Without knowing the schedule. Okay.
And he may know what Dawson's plan is. We can guess all day long why they left or what the, you know, plan is, but without Chris.
No, I was just putting
that
out there.
Exactly.
Because I wanted to put out there that my schedule is tight, and I thought that's real good news.
No, that's good to know. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to get that Bergdorf done and all the other projects. This is the last one. Everything else we want to do this year has been done, but we need to get into fall mode pretty quickly. The only other thing I have is, and I talked with Donna about this, is driveway culvert permits.
Yep.
It's going to be part of Donna's administrative report, but we'll bring it up now. The problem is there's never been any follow-through as between a permit for construction and a permit for operation.
I have 9 driveway applications that has only gotten as far as construction, and I didn't know what to do with them because they were just sitting there, and Kelly explained to me that they're all done, but they would never
inspected
for a permit for operation. And that goes back through to 18. Nothing was done in 19, and I just, the only reason why this issue came up is that gentleman needed it for his bond insurance company, that he had a driveway permit for operation. So I found the form, there is a form on the computer for a permit for operation, but on the driveway permit for construction, nowhere does it state that it is just for construction and upon completion, you need a permit for operation. So,
is there anything in the ordinance?
Yes.
The ordinance does state that.
One for construction and one for operation. 2 separate forms, yep.
So, I don't know.
So for over.
Like, I don't know where, like, how it falls through the crack, then, like, how long I should let it
go back,
like, I just don't.
There's no deadline to it.
There's
be a deadline that you have to have your permit for operation within so much time. It might be the ordinance, I don't know the ordinance, but I don't know how. I think what we need is rewrite the permit for construction stating that this is just a permit for construction.
Right.
And then upon completion and inspection,
you have so much time to get your permit for operation.
Yeah, because the bond is good for 1 year under the permit for construction. So basically
the bond, yes, but the permit itself is only good for 1 year,
right.
And it states it on the permit.
Yeah, and so they have basically 1 year in which to apply for a permit of operation. And so their construction should be complete at that time if they're building a home.
Or get an extension
like one gentleman did.
So maybe... Yeah. And that's beyond me, but I think maybe something needs to be added when people apply for their permit for construction so they understand.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody understands. And it's, until I see another piece of paper, I don't know whether they're ready for inspection for the operation or how. I don't know how Nancy did it, but it was done.
Well, she wasn't doing it.
Well,
it was in the past, but just the 19, there's none. But they might have been... done towards the latter part of 19, so.
Yeah, I think at least for these 9 outstanding applications, the best thing to do now would be to go to these home sites and make sure that the driveways do comply with the original construction plan and then write up an inspection report that they have complied and we can basically fill out the form that says they've been approved for operation. Put them in the folder. And close that book. But going forward, this is again another ordinance that we may want to put on the list for our public hearing to add some verbiage to make it more clear.
Yeah. I don't know if you need a public hearing for that. We're not changing it at all. We're just clarifying it.
Yeah.
This it comes up because the construction on Biasca, the driveway's in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
And unless I have a reason to go back and tell them it's in the wrong spot, it's just going to be there. So if you look at the application for that, the picture shows the driveway on a straight section of road,
mm-hmm.
and it's not. It's on the end of the cul-de-sac. So we're going to have a hard time piling snow and avoiding that driveway.
I kind of mentioned that to him the other day because he called about his water hookup, and he said, no, that driveway's right where it was.
It's right where it was, but that didn't make it right.
Because
there was no permit for that.
He didn't put it there, did he?
No.
It was there when he purchased the lot.
Right, but there was no permit for it. There was no driveway permit. Someone had just cut a little road in to cut some brush or something.
Okay. But was there a driveway application done at some point for that road? It must have been.
He did.
Oh, he did.
He put one in, but the drawing clearly shows
a
straightaway.
Where he was going to move it to?
That's where it was going to be.
Okay. All right.
And when I went by that, it showed a straightaway. It didn't show the cul-de-sac at all. So, according to the picture, it was not going in
so
that
So it's not
corner.
A picture, it's a drawing.
It's a drawing.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I was thinking you said picture. That
no,
meant,
he drew a picture. He drew a drawing.
All right.
That shows it in a different spot.
Driveway permit. All right, we'll take a look at it.
Okay, I don't think the app that says anything about operations.
To put it, if he's going to leave it where he's going to leave it, it's going to require more than what I had stipulated in the original, because it's going to need additional drainage because the way it is, it's going to run into the road.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, why don't we, after the meeting, we'll pull the permit and take a look at it.
Okay.
So instead of wasting time.
So, you got it?
Yeah.
We're just looking at the,
you go to the picture on the
application
back.
For construction at 7 Biasca.
That drawing, right? That's the house, but
mm-hmm.
See, this shows a straight road.
Yeah.
The cul-de-sac is down here.
Right. And where the driveway is, the cul-de-sac starts at the corner of the
yes. Road. So the impression was we could push snow straight by and get it back in that corner where we always put it.
Okay.
But where he has it, in this corner, he's right in that end of the bend.
Yeah, but he shows 25 feet from his property line.
Yeah, that'd be in the woods.
Maybe showing at least 25 feet.
Maybe his property line is, but it's off in the woods. It's not on the turn. If you go up and look at it, which
I will. Okay.
It's right. It's right at the turn.
Yeah, I see it right here on this tech map.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Property line goes right in your cul-de-sac, pretty much.
Yeah, but it's not in the turn.
Right. Yeah, it's not in it, yeah.
And the way it's in the turn and on the hill, the water's going to, there was a drainage ditch there.
Yep.
But now it changes everything. So this is what, and he could never come back and it would be left alone and we'd have to deal with it. Because you don't have that last step in place.
Yeah.
All right. So in the time that you've been here, you've been 5 years.
Yeah.
Have you done?
Permit for operation. Yeah.
You have gone out and inspected the completed project.
Yes.
And.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why we all kind of stopped doing that sometime in 19.
Well, I got lost when we weren't doing driveways for a while.
Maybe
people weren't moving in, weren't doing anything.
Yeah.
And then, now we're getting overwhelmed with it.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like we've got 2 or 3 every week now.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
We have on notes here, 47 Idlewise Drive.
So yeah, we got an email from her yesterday, actually. It's in there, that green...
Yep.
I did make an invoice for the 2 culverts
yes.
for both properties.
Okay.
So those are there. I just want to make sure that's the correct approval, and then I can send them out. But she sent back yesterday.
Yeah.
So this is 47?
Yeah.
47.
Okay.
She had asked.
I would like to follow up with an email. Have Kelly and Ryan spoke about our driveway application. And then she said if you could send over a copy of the approved driveway permit, that would be great. And I sent back to her Sunday Paving has not been in contact with Kelly. Please contact them so that this matter can be discussed.
Yeah.
So that the approved conditions.
Right.
Yeah, so if I recall, the last email correspondence from this office to Rebecca was to have her paving contractor agree to the conditions on the application which you sent
mm-hmm.
them. And now she's asking us, have you spoken with my contractor? And that's not our role or duty.
No.
The discussion is between the client, who is the owner of property number 47, and their contractor. And then the client, who's the applicant, can get back to this office or Kelly and tell them, yes, they are agreeable to the conditions of the application. So, and I think that's what you were
okay.
finding.
Well, we kind of expected.
Yeah.
Is this the driveway where there was that confusion about the letter that went to them that said we were going to cover the labor?
Yes.
So do you think they think we're paying for this with their vendor?
No. I think that's all been cleared up.
Yeah.
That's been cleared up? Okay. I just didn't know where that had ended up. Okay.
Yeah, that's been cleared up.
And now we're talking about the actual paving of the driveway itself.
Yeah.
The email kind of says that Sunday Paving should contact Kelly.
Right.
When really...
Not really. It should just be... It was very clear in the conditions where Kelly wrote that a 4-inch grate needed to be installed in the pavement by the paving contractor and bleed that water into the new catch basin that's been installed. That's all. And the question that Donna had posed to the property owner was, are you agreeable and will your contractor do that for the conditions? That's all.
What I need, I gave them a recommendation. Now I need them to give us their plan.
Right.
So that we can say good plan or bad plan.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give them the plan. I'm going to give a recommendation on what is going to happen.
And that was sent. That I sent it exactly what you told me to send.
Yeah. Whether the paving contractor gives me a plan or they give me a plan, and then we look at it, good plan or bad plan.
Yeah.
We accept it or don't accept it. So
okay.
I'm not going to do the plan for them because that put me at risk.
Yeah.
So that's all. So that right now is with the property owner to correspond that they will comply with the recommendation and then show a plan verifying that. Okay?
Okay. So I'll send these invoices out for the grates.
Yep.
I mean the culverts
culvert.
Today.
Yeah.
Okay.
So was there two culverts on 49?
Two on each.
Oh, two on each.
Yeah.
I know one had a horseshoe driveway.
Which we didn't touch, and that's not part of the permit.
Okay.
We didn't do anything at the other end of the horseshoe.
Okay.
That wasn't.
So there were two culverts on each property?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were long.
Okay. Well, doubles. They were doubles.
Because we had to, they were doubles.
Okay.
We had to reach the basin, so it made them longer.
Okay. All right. Good.
So I know originally we gave them a price. The culverts ended up being longer. But we stick to what? I think we said $250 per driveway.
Per culvert.
But it came out to be more than that because it was more pipe, but it took more pipe to get to the basin.
Right.
But if they're liable or if it's part of our basin job, we'll see what they come back with. If they pay them, great.
All right.
But it'll be an argument. If it's an argument, we can deal with it.
Yeah.
We'll send them a bill.
Okay.
All right. Good job, by the way.
Thank you. It went not well, but.
Oh, yeah, you were pulling up all sorts of stuff out of that ground.
Will it solve that problem there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because those drivers are so close together that it just...
We went back, and when we graded, we added additional gravel to get it to do what it's got to do.
Yeah.
It will be constantly watching it, but it's going to do what it's supposed to do.
Okay. All right. What else you got, Kelly?
That's
it. So, quick question. So, if the owner of 9 Idlewise is going to dig across Idlewise Drive to get to
8
water,
Idlewise.
8
Idlewise Drive,
yeah.
Will they need to coordinate some of that with you if they're going to close the road? Or
no.
You think
well, they'd let it be.
Can they do it half and half? You think they could do it half and half like we planned to do further down Thusis?
Probably not. They're going to have to do it all at once.
Because it's going to be one long water main across the road.
And typically communicates with me.
Okay.
We're not usually part of the project, but if he needs road signs or road help, we can. But he will typically do that. Okay. But I don't know the extent of how, if it's completely across or if it's to the center, or, but I'll talk to him about that when it comes time.
Okay, because it's probably going to be completely across.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is, because the water line is on the other side.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a road closure.
Yeah.
And they can be diverted down Burn to Platts.
Yeah, or Grissom.
Yeah.
That way, either way.
Yep.
Okay. So we just have to kind of be prepared for that, especially being a main thoroughfare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Told people in Madison, DPW, they can't cut through our road that week.
That's fine, too.
Okay.
All right.
I have a few things that I'd like clarification.
Sure.
Okay. I did have a homeowner call in and ask why the for sale sign on the Hutwell camper is on. They didn't think any advertisement could go on at a public parking spot.
I already made a bid on that camper, and I'm kidding.
So is there an ordinance that prohibits them from doing that?
I don't believe you can park your vehicles in public property and put for sale signs on them. It'd be the same as us bringing that to the Madison Town Hall and doing it, leaving it there.
Well, okay, so the people that own that camper, they own property in the district?
The woman's name owns property, but the Pete name is not.
So one of the owners.
Winner is the owner. Okay. The woman is the owner. Okay. I don't know who the Pete is, but
so I mean they
are new homeowners to the village.
Okay.
So I don't know if they move this up with them and then decide to sell. I don't know.
I just don't know if we have an ordinance that prohibits that. One woman put a sign in her car and it said, "Please don't tow my car. I had a flat tire and it'll be out of here in 2 weeks." So that was a sign.
Yes.
She had it taped to her windshield.
Yeah. I'm just saying I got a call. Somebody complained. I just want clarification so going forward.
And I knew that there was issues with campaign signage
that wasn't
supposed to be there. But if we don't like the idea of a sign being there, that's different than they're not allowed to have a sign there.
Okay.
So I don't know where in any public ordinance it says that they can't do that.
Yeah. I believe it is still registered, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've been able to park it there for 30 days.
Yeah. And that started on Saturday.
So you can, for example, if I was selling my truck and I stuck out one of those for sale signs in the windshield,
mm-hmm.
and I drive around with it until somebody calls me, I could park it at Walmart and go shopping mm-hmm. there and go. So there's nothing illegal about it since it's a vehicle, but what I hope it doesn't attract is that next thing you get is a washer-dryer combo down there with a for sale sign on it.
Oh, well, that's not allowed to be there.
True. Right.
So, yeah.
I mean, I don't, you know, necessarily like the idea of it, but I don't think it violates anything, and so, you know, it's... I don't have a problem with it.
You have to change your ordinance.
Yes. Yeah. So I think for now...
Okay, I just want a clarification.
It's not in violation of
of any the other thing is how long is Gina staying to clean? We wanted to
clean
the the beaches.
Well, the kayaks have to be out the first week of November.
Yes.
So probably the same date. We'll have a lot of people here in the month of October.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, definitely through Columbus Day.
Yep. Which is the 15th-ish. 13th. 12th. Yeah, Columbus Day is the
12th. Okay. So, she questioned, and I was going to ask anyway.
I would just, for simplicity's sake, the weekend that the kayaks come out, that'll be the last time she cleans the bathrooms, then we can lock. Do we lock those for the season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Columbus Day weekend's when we typically close everything.
Oh, okay.
We take the rafts out. Columbus Day is our deadline for the rafts, for the fence, for the signs. So.
Oh, then that.
Okay.
And so I just have a question regarding the outhouses, since we're on that subject. Anything that we should be aware of, bags of trash being deposited like they had in the past?
Yeah, Gina actually said that they've been very clean this year.
Very good.
And that she's, it's... Yeah. she hasn't had any issues, and she's had plenty of supplies that she still has extras. So
there's been some stuff thrown in, but we're just going to have to get it taken out before there's a lot of stuff thrown in.
Yeah, okay.
So maybe not this year, but maybe the start, I don't know.
But Adam asked when we can have those guys come back.
Yeah. And keep on it. I mean, it's going to be much cheaper to do it more often than do it once every 5 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was speaking with someone from Conway, and their porta potties have all been vandalized. All the sanitizer has been pulled out of every one of them.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She said
had to go near it. Yeah.
Yeah, she's been pleased. So. So is it Columbus?
Columbus Day weekend is what we typically call our end of summer, after the weekend, after that's when the...
So I'll call it Columbus Day, but we need to call her back, if we need to call her back.
Yeah.
Can we do that? Because I don't think there's going to be really any activity in those 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But we may just want to have her call back, do a final cleaning, and then lock them up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Columbus Day?
Well, okay, that's fine. Yep.
All right. And
Columbus Day weekend.
I'm sure Paula, if she had any concern about Columbus Day, she would jump in.
I'm good. I'm just trying to get settled in my car, but I'm good. Okay.
All right. Okay. So Columbus Day will be it.
Columbus Day, yeah.
Okay.
So Columbus Day is on the 12th. So she came that week of the 12th.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe on Thursday or Friday after that. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. All right. My other thing is that I spoke with Linda at the town hall. She said that they had their meeting and there was enough seating for the board plus the herself taking the minutes, and there was the video person and people in the room.
Okay.
So
how many people on your board?
Three.
How many people in the room?
Eleven. Yeah, 11.
Just so you know, though, I looked at a video from their meeting, and they were not sitting 6 feet apart. It's a selectmen meeting. So the other committees were, if you look at their videos, but the selectmen from Madison were not sitting far apart, and they were not wearing masks. At least the one I looked at.
Okay.
Well, they're a cozy bunch of people, so that's good.
Yeah. Well, the numbers are going, you guys, the numbers are going up again. So for me, if this starts to go up at all, I'm going to start calling in again. So I'm happy to try it next week and see how it goes. But the numbers are starting to go up, they said, in New Hampshire. And, somebody said, I've done this for 6 months. I'm not going to get sick now.
Right.
Not worth it.
Okay. Invoice Rockhouse, yeah, for the $18.75,
mm-hmm.
and that went out last week.
Perfect.
So that was all taken care of.
$18.75.
$1,875.00.
And I'm hoping that puts me back on the black on that line, but you did well.
Yeah, and we did very well.
Good thing we did. Worked out for everyone.
And what do we have left of our own supply in that tank?
We've got enough left to do the Dawson break. We're going to have to get that.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you do it or they do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I'm holding on that.
Yeah.
Everything else.
Okay.
The other thing is I need that letter for Brian Pavin from you.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just going to go ahead, talk to Kelly a little bit, and be hard to dig those numbers back up. I'm just going to write the letter saying what we did in the past in 2019 with respect to the bidding for Idlewise Drive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And then the annual date for the meeting, we got to get that because we have to reserve the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I know last year it was done in June that we reserved the gym for this past March meeting.
So March, I think we talked about, and Paula did a little bit of research on vacation schedules for different areas of Maine and New Hampshire and Mass. And we decided that March 6th is probably the better date versus the last February 27th.
Yeah, so since we were discussing the reassignment of this annual meeting date, NHMA had sent out something regarding the annual meetings and their annual calendars that relate to your annual meeting. Did we all see that? I did. It was about 2-3 weeks ago.
That Donna forwarded to us.
Yeah. So remember, we got really confused.
Lynn may have.
Yeah. Remember, we got really confused last year about which Tuesday after the prior to the annual meeting, how many you count back.
Yeah.
So that's the calendar that they put out.
I think what we had discovered was the way that we had been doing it, counting how many weeks back, was inaccurate.
Yeah.
And it was January 31st.
Right. Right.
For any candidate to apply.
To apply.
Yeah. And, so it wasn't a
date
number of weeks.
Yeah.
It was a date certain.
Yeah. So we had.
We need to confirm that.
Yeah, we had moved it previously to this first week of March because of the Madison school vacation, I believe, and that was at the request of one family brought that up, and they have since now moved. But do we want to go back to the earlier February date? And is there any benefit in doing that? Now, the question would be, we don't get monies until we actually have the annual. You know what I mean?
We're supposed to run the budget with essential expenses only.
Right, right. Since the January 1st. So we're actually running on a budget that has not even been approved by the voters.
Right, for 2 months.
For 2 months. But whether it's a week, it doesn't really matter.
I think the end of the month, I like the idea of it being the beginning of the month. So I think we can notice people at the beginning of the month, it's fresh in their minds, and it just seems to be a easier thing to remember than the last week of the month for some reason. So I thought March 6th, whenever it was on the 7th.
7th.
On the 7th last year, so the 6th this year.
Okay, so we'll keep it, if everybody's agreeable, we'll keep it on the first Saturday of March?
Yep, March 6th, yep.
Okay, now.
Yep.
The time of the day of the meeting.
That
is probably more of a concern. I was going to say we start at night, and there are
voting 5 to 7.
Right.
And the meeting started at 7.
And people were leaving because their bodies just can't sustain and hold up.
or they didn't care.
So is it worthwhile? And I have been through many different time changes, but I used to go where we started them in the morning. We would have the 10 o'clock, you open the polls, 12 noon, you close them, and then you'd have your meeting.
Well, or we could do voting 3 to 5, and the meeting could start at 5.
And you're right into dinner, though. I think you want to try to avoid lunch and dinner just so people can. I know it sounds weird, but people can eat early, but people will complain.
In Madison, they do a morning meeting. So the polls open at, I think it's 8. The polls are already done. The meeting opens at 8 a.m. Is it 8 a.m.? I think it's 8 a.m. And they're usually over by noontime. At least that's their goal. And they have a lot more articles.
I like doing it during the day, for sure. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Middle of the day is hard. If we try to do it at 1 o'clock,
you take a whole day.
So yeah. I think either it's got to be like that, you know, 8 to noon, or it's got to be like 1 to 6 or 1 to 5.
Yeah.
What if you did the voting from 8 to 10 and start the meeting at 10 or 7? You know, I don't want to have it. Yeah, I don't know. Or 7:30 to 9. I mean, having people vote at 7 in the morning seems a little extreme. But maybe not. I don't know.
But I'll agree with Paul. Paula, do you want to make that a motion? 8 to 10, polls open, and then at 10 a.m., the meeting adjourns?
The legislative session.
Legislative session, deliberative session.
Yeah, I'd make a motion that we have I'll make that motion.
Okay.
So we have the polls open from 8 to 10, and then we have the legislative body session open at 10.
Okay, I'll second that motion. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye. Just maybe we can check ASAP town to make sure that that's available.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good idea.
First Saturday in March.
March 6th. 2020.
So do I check with the town or the school?
How does
that work?
The town has
I
the school
don't
schedule.
Know, because Adam did it last year.
I think I went and got a form from the school.
Yeah. Oh, they'll have you fill out a form, right?
Yeah, but then I think Linda keeps track of the schedule.
The schedule.
Because of their meetings and our meetings. And if not, she'll know who to contact.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I didn't see the thing from the NHMA, but was there information in there about planning now for a virtual meeting if necessary, or did they?
Not so much planning for a virtual meeting, but just the calendars that come out in regards to when you have your annual meeting.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw that schedule. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that helps us get the notifications into the newspapers. Telling any candidates when they need to put their applications in, things like that.
Yeah, I would say probably, I would assume by like early January 1st, we'll know if we're going to be able to have this meeting, maybe even sooner in person, and then, you know, what we're going to have to do if not. I'm sure Madison will be going through the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
The gym is pretty big. I mean, with the number of people that we typically get,
if the governor says no gatherings over 10 people or 50 people, we're not going to be able to do it.
Right.
So
we'll open the DPW garage and have them drive through.
We'll do a drive-up meeting in March.
Yeah, drive-through,
They got a big tent up there at Burke Field. You can have it in the tent outside.
Yeah. Okay, my other thing is you three were supposed to decide for a budget meeting.
Yes, just the three of us should have a dedicated public commissioners meeting, but focus on the budget.
Yep.
Where we are.
I'm available anytime, I think the first week of October. Except for our Thursday.
And I am too. I'm going 9, 10, 11. That's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Okay, so Friday's I can't do it on the 9th.
I think I have a doctor's appointment on that Thursday after our meeting, but I can always move it. It's a movable one. So
We can do it Wednesday morning the 7th?
Yep.
Sure.
Okay.
That's a whole week out, right?
Yep. So,
okay, and that would be...
A week from today is the 1st.
That's the week you start the Bergdorf. What about next week? Can we do it?
I'd like Kelly to be involved, or maybe provide us with something that
I can do that
if you want. If you'd rather do it that way,
that would be great.
That, you know, we'll give you the.
Ideally, I'd be here.
Yeah.
Because the decision is going to be made on anything I have to cut.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I have this paving. I wish we could have it sooner because if we find money somewhere else, the paving right now is most critical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If we're having a pavement company on site, mobilized.
All right. Well,
what about next week?
I can do it next week. I can do it on. Today's the 24th. So can we do it Tuesday next week? Would be
the 29th.
29th. That'd be better.
All right.
I can do that. 29th. I'm good that day. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So and do a 9 a.m.
Too late? Too early?
Yep.
Oh, anytime.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right.
Okay.
9 a.m. Tuesday.
Okay. So does this have to be posted?
Yes.
It'll be a public meeting. It'll be recorded.
But we're not going to have it. We're going to have it in the office. Do you want to do it? Or should we do it?
Yeah, let's do it in the office because we have those resources of us. We have to bring the...
Right. And if Lynn's here.
Yeah.
And Kelly. Might be a little tight, but I think you can do it.
Okay.
No, you can't.
So, all right, so I'll put it on the website. So September 29th, 9 a.m.
Budget meeting.
Office. It will be budget review.
Yeah, you'll be doing payroll, right, that day?
No.
Okay. All right.
Okay. The other thing is...
Can't you just announce it as a... Do you have to say it's a budget review? Can't you just say it's a commissioner's meeting?
It is a commissioner's meeting, but usually what I'll do is the primary purpose is budget review. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're not going to have, you know, discussion about the tank, and there's not going to be a manifest, so just so that people know that that's what the primary objective of the meeting is. But we will be able to discuss anything we want, because it is a public meeting.
Okay. And we definitely have to decide for the public hearing for the ordinances, so that has to...
So you know what I would like, Donna? If you could make a list of all the things that we talked about having the public ordinance about. What things do we need to present at a public hearing for ordinance changes?
Okay.
So it's nothing to do with the budget or the annual meeting. It's just changes to the ordinances. And I know we were kind of keeping a list.
I have a list. I have a whole folder.
So just kind of so we know whether, A, it's even worth it, if there's enough there to even make it worthwhile doing a public hearing and going through all of that, if it's one or two little insignificant changes, we won't even bother. Do you agree, Jay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Because it may be all the ordinances, and maybe just too many to talk about in one time.
Right. There may be. Yeah. Okay. So.
And that's it that I have. Do we want to do the manifest and the payroll while we're here?
Yep.
April 1st and the approval of the minutes.
And that one.
I posted all the minutes of all the meetings, so everything should be on there through last week's meeting.
Okay.
All right. So those are the ones that aren't approved.
Oh, three of them. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll make them.
Because we couldn't open them. They were in that one drive thing last week. We couldn't open them.
Oh, okay. So I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes of 9-8, September the 8th, September the 10th. Oh, that's right. Those are the two that did open. And September the 17th last week.
I'll second that.
Okay.
The only thing on the minutes for 9-17, it was 9-7. And I changed it to 17 before I posted.
Okay.
That's just
another
long day.
Oh, there it is. Yes. September 7th.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Paul, did you get a chance to read? Do you think there's any changes that need to be made?
I read them last night. They look fine to me.
Okay. So I'll make the motion that we approve the minutes of 9-17, 9-8, 9-10, and with the one change to the date on the 9-17 minutes to reflect not 9-7, but 9-17. All in favor say aye.
Yes.
Yes?
Aye.
Okay.
Okay. And we have the payroll.
So next week, we're going to do the meeting down at the across from the police station, down at the lower level of the town hall. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a newsletter over the weekend. I'll make sure that's
the water project.
Okay. So here's the payroll.
Okay. All right. We have, for the week of 9-11, Kelly Robitel, total of 40 hours. For the week of 9-18, Kelly Robitel, total of 40 hours. For the week of 9-11, Jeff DiMartino, we also have 40 hours. And for the week of 9-18, we have a total of 40 hours for Jeff. For the week of 9-18, Tony Eldridge, total of 32 hours. So he worked 4 days that week?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And for the week of 9-11, we have Donna McKinnon in for 19.5 hours. And for the week of 9-18, Donna McKinnon, 25 hours. The week of 9-11, for Lynn Baker, we have 17.75 hours. For the week of 9-18, Lynn Baker, a total of 22 hours. And 9-11 week, we have for Gina Murphy, a total of 3 hours. And for the week of 9-18, we have Gina down for 3 hours as well.
And I also paid the commissioners and the treasurer because it's the last payroll of the month.
Okay.
But it goes through the end of September.
Okay.
Okay.
So that was a total of, I'm going to read out the number. For payroll, total of $7,173.05. I'll make that motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Yes.
Yes?
Aye.
Okay. Now we have Which one?
The water budget?
Yeah.
Okay. We have two checks. The first check is to Dawson Excavating, and it's for $185,522.65. It's two invoices. Pay was missed for the second disbursement in August, so that's being paid today.
Okay. Yeah. And then the most recent one, which was September disbursement of $69,875.
Mm-hmm. The August bill and the September
and
bill.
The
yeah.
September bill.
Yeah. Okay. We had two in August, and that was missed, unfortunately, and I apologize. And the second check is to DN Tanks for
$192,114. Okay. Now, is DN all done with? Is that the last check for DN?
No.
It was like $38,000 left.
The balance and including is $7,776.
Really? Okay.
It's Dawson. It's the 30.
Oh, Dawson is
yeah.
30. Okay. Right. They had $25,000 for
yeah.
the PRV pit on Upper Lakeview. So that's probably what that's for. Most of it anyway.
All right. So those are the water project manifests specific to the Reinhardt Water Project.
I have a question. This is Dinah. There's a check in there regarding Upper Lakeview.
No. We say that the balance that we owe Dawson is because part of their bid included $25,000 for the Upper Lakeview PRV pit.
Okay.
That was
we're
part,
not
that was included.
That yet.
Right. We're not paying them that. We're not paying them. We would still owe them $30,000+,
yeah.
of which $25,000 is allocated toward that Upper Lakeview PRV pit.
Because I think $25,000 should come out of the grant.
Should come out
yeah.
of the what?
Grant.
Yeah. It will.
Okay. I just keeping myself straight on this too. Thank you.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. So who seconds that?
I made the motion, seconded by.
Okay.
I'll second it.
All right.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Yes. Aye.
Okay.
Okay. We have eight checks for the operating budget this today. The first one is to Andrew Hardeveld for the upgrades to the office. The phone, the battery backup, the memory, which comes to $245.
Did he know that we could have gone to the office to purchase these? So in other words, the purchase, he made the purchase, so
mm-hmm.
the warranty's with him, not with us. You know what I mean?
No.
Was there a warranty that cars had gotten filled out or anything?
Well, I would assume that some of these things would be warranty to the person that purchased. I just want to make sure that when we purchase things for the office, that we use the office purchase
credit card.
Credit
okay.
card or
okay.
what, you know, whatever.
Okay.
So going
right.
forward.
Going forward.
Thought.
Okay. The next one is to Eastern Propane for diesel on the road for $184.46. The next one is the monthly health trust for $2,237.34. The next one is to the Phoenix Precast Products, and this was for the 4749 Idlewise project for $937.55. The next one's to Smithfield Plumbing for $323.29.
What was that?
That was Smithfield Plumbing.
Yeah, for
Ian, and I believe it was for the pump house, I believe, maybe.
Oh, is it?
I don't.
Is it for the Wright Reinach or?
No.
Oh, it's not Reinach project. Okay. Is it Chicora?
Yeah, they had an unexpected water outage when they were taking apart the old stuff. There was a strip sitting in there.
Yeah.
So I know we had to go buy some stuff, but I don't know if this was the date. Or if this was a water hookup.
Yeah, because if it's involving the Chicora pump station.
It's Warren article.
It's Warren article, whereas if it's just a repair, it would be budget.
Or if it's a water hookup, it comes out of the water line extension fund.
Okay,
right.
If it can clarify.
I'll ask Ian on those ones. The next one is to Water Industries for $2,982.60, and this is part of the Bergdorf project.
Warrant article,
yep.
Okay.
Bergdorf
Culvert.
Oh, Culvert, okay.
Those are the
Culverts. Yeah,
It's the Culvert?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's a Warrant article also.
Yeah, and I put that in, Okay, and the next one is to Windy Ridge for a new chainsaw for $729.
Wow, what'd you get? Steel? Husky?
First one since I've been here, 7 years.
Really?
Wow.
Well needed.
Okay, and the last one is to Catherine Bookkeeping Service for working with myself with QuickBooks. For $272.75.
So speaking of Catherine, we got an email from Mark Grapham.
Sign that for us before we forget.
Regarding the first two payments for the Reinach project.
It's in there.
And let me just rummage through this.
That's her.
Okay. This one?
That one.
Okay. Yeah. So Mark had sent an email, and let's see. This is the bond bank. First year's payments. Totaling $81,415.46. And the actual Article 3 approved by the voters in 2019 was amended to raise a first year's payment of $59,142 from taxes. So Greg M., the attorney may have sent a 716 payment schedule that had the two first year's payments totaling $76,629.31 in February and August of 2021.
I looked at that, and I think that, I mean, we've asked a couple times for clarification on the $59,000 that was raised in 2019 and never spent.
Right.
So we have that money raised for the first year's payment.
Right.
And so the February payment is really for this year.
Correct.
We've got the money, and we haven't made any payments on the $869. We made an interest payment on the bridge loan, but then when we got the full $869.4 and paid off the bridge loan and then are using the funds this year, we will not make any interest payment in 2019.
Right.
We're making it in February of 2020.
Yeah.
So I guess technically it would be the 2020 payment, and that second payment would be the 2021 payment.
Right. And if I go back, this is one of the things I questioned on the auditor's report, which she then corrected, was that we did raise $59,142 in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And that money was not used in 2019 because we didn't have a bond at that time. But it was raised, set aside, and then the question became at the annual meeting, well, you're going to use that money to make partial payment towards the first year's payment. And so that's where it gets convoluted.
So I think we need clarification from DRA.
Right.
That we've raise the money.
Yeah.
And even though we're technically spending more than $59,000 in 2021, a portion of that really is going to be back allocated to 2020.
Right.
Because we've already borrowed the money. We got it in August.
Yeah.
We've had the money for 8 months without making the payment.
Right.
So obviously interest has accrued in that five-month period.
Yeah, because we did contact the DRA on the 59142, then translate that information to the auditor, and then she backed that number out of that year's expenditures because we didn't expend it.
Right.
But it was there. Correct.
Well, she put it all in the unassigned fund.
Yeah.
Really, it shouldn't have gone there.
Right.
It should have been
set aside specific to that warrant article.
Well, like a warrant article being set aside for the following year if it doesn't get expended.
Right.
So I don't know.
This is Dinah. Did you encumber those funds at the end of the year?
We didn't have to. This is based on a bond. And according to the DRA, those monies raised and generated through bonds have to stay with the bond, have to stay with the project.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have to encumber that. Because it didn't really come from tax dollars, it came from an actual bond. So it's really restricted.
It was called a special warrant article.
Right. Yeah, they're special. Right. They're special articles, right, is how they define them.
It came from the special
warrant article. Is that over the year that it says? Is that what you're saying, Trey?
I'm sorry.
So you moved it from 19 to 20?
Yeah, so the money is still, we didn't have to move it as if encumbered, but the money is still there because we never spent
it.
And
okay.
It stays there because it's part of a bond. And
the unassigned fund balance, we have to have the voters vote to take it out, right?
Well, what DRA said is it doesn't automatically lapse into the unassigned fund.
Right. Yeah, this is what it's called under... The DRA rule is called a special article, and it is specific. This money is specific and cannot be used elsewhere for three to five years, because it is a bond.
Okay.
So what we should do is, with that first payment in February, prorate that back 5 months worth of interest to 2020. So the actual money spent in 2021 will be less than that 59.
The 142.
Yep. And actually, the first year would be this year, 2020,
that's correct.
And it will be definitely less than 59,000 for that first year's payment.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do I do with that?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. It's going to be just when we finally get an invoice from the bank.
Okay.
Then we will, when we pay it, it's just how it's accounted for. We need Catherine and the auditor to kind of walk us through that.
So that's why I brought up
when
I saw Catherine's name, is that Catherine would be very experienced in helping us understand this.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And she also sent a, I don't know if you got a hold to read that.
Most of that, yeah.
She sent in her findings.
Okay. Things that we could do better. And, and there was one suggestion, which I thought was great, was when we do transfer money from the water usage account into our general operating budget, to maybe have a form to go along with that.
Yes.
Because right now we just, verbally, let's move 80,000 in and we do it. And so she's saying, you know what, when you're looking at the accounting, well, what was this moved in for?
Yeah.
And we don't have anything to back that up.
Right. The only way to do that is to go into the minutes and see where it was made, a motion was made to do so. But, if there's a form.
I don't think we even make a motion to do that. If Dinah moves money from water usage to the operating budget, we don't ever make a motion for that.
I'm in total agreement with the form. I think it's a good idea to kind of nail things down.
Right, especially with all these other accounts. If there's a $50,000 deposit in the checking account, we should be able to quickly identify where it came from, who authorized it, and for what reason.
Okay.
Okay, the form's on the back of that email.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a good suggestion by her.
Great. And could you question her about this issue?
Yeah.
That Mark had brought up?
Sure.
Okay.
I guess that's Mark's question. I'm not sure. He didn't really have a question other than the fact that those two payments in 2021 were going to be greater than the
$59,000. Yeah.
Yeah. So was that his question, Dinah?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I think that's what it is. But we should have a better understanding ourselves.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You also have to put a figure in the budget, right? I mean, we're paying it. Next year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yep, we'll have to, yeah, just there's bond, there's a line item for bond payments, and there's a line item for interest on those bonds. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
Along with the new truck and anything else.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Did I hear Chris Albert join?
Nope.
Okay. Running a little late. So we'll continue to move along. So we got the water manifest. We got did we get the operating budget as well?
Yes.
We did.
Yeah.
7,911. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Committee reports, we have none.
Is that Chris? Or is that email? Okay. All right, quickly. So we had the meeting with the Department of Labor yesterday. Inspector Laramie showed up at 10 o'clock. Tony allowed us in DPW1. Jeff Walker's from DPW2. Her findings were that everything that we were supposed to have completed, we did, with one minor exception, which I'm sure you heard about. So the Ford 550, which was anticipated to not be here at this time, did not have the backup alarm installed on it. And she said, as long as I'm going to give you till November 31st or November 30th, if you're going to sell the truck, let me know. If you're going to take it out of service, let me know. Or if you're going to get the alarm installed, let me know and show evidence that the alarm's been installed. So that's the only thing that she recommended. So not recommended. That was the only requirement, was to decide what we were going to do with the Ford 550.
Okay. I thought we resolved that problem. I thought when the driver gets in and he's backing up, he's to use the mechanism on his side door, lower the window, stick his head out and go beep, beep.
Well, I thought there was an app you could use for your phone, a backup alarm. So anyway, you just had to decide what you're going to do. And I know there was...
It's $150. I don't want to spend it because the truck's... I'm hopefully going down the road. We haven't been decided totally, but there's mixed emotions on what to do with it. I can't see if we keep the truck and then the day after we keep it, we got a $3,000 transmission problem.
Right.
We're not going to fix it. It's going to get here broken.
Right.
So my recommendation is you get what we can for it.
Yeah.
But because of COVID, I even say the word, but all the parts for the new truck are backed up. I anticipate having the new truck by the end of October, before November.
Okay.
And then we can either take the truck out of service and show them that, pending sale,
mm-hmm.
or sell it.
Yeah.
But we'll have that conversation. But
so she's given us 2 months to make that decision.
So if it comes down to the last wire, and I'd say take it out of service, because we'll be in the plow season by then.
Okay. And that truck isn't planned to be outfitted for plowing?
That truck's just a matter of putting a plow on it.
Right.
That's a 10-minute job.
And we have the plow.
But I would not want to. We'll have our new truck by then. We didn't expect to have the Ford anymore.
Yeah. But if for some reason we don't get the new truck completed, then we
can
be
jamming
that.
Then we pay $150.
Okay. All right. So as long as you know that that's our deadline, at the end of November, that was the one thing that she said was incomplete. So everything else was, we passed with flying colors on everything else.
Good.
Which we were happy with.
Okay, great.
Okay. And
you had a couple of things in there, Kathy.
Yeah. So I put together just a real brief one-page document so that when Donna and Lynn get questions all the time about from realtors and people looking to buy into Idlewise and how what's the homeowners association like, how does the district work? And did you get a chance to read that, Paula?
I did. Thank you for doing it. That's great. I thought it was a great idea. I thought I could just use a little editing. I'd be happy. I didn't want to bother doing that until we talked, but I thought the content was all pretty good. I think you could just, there were just some, you know.
I don't know if there was too much. I'll read it just so that if Dinah's listening and Mark as well,
right.
You know, it's just, an overview of how the district was formed. And I wrote down that the Village District of Idlewise was formed in, is it 1985? Is that correct? Or
I think it was 83.
83. Okay. I put it in red type, but we don't have the color printer.
Yeah.
So just to confirm which date, which changed its legal status from a private development to a state.
79.
Was it 79? I didn't think it went that far back. But, okay. I just put a date in it because I wasn't sure. So we'll confirm the date.
Was developed
way back then.
Yeah. 60s,
So, which changed its legal status from a private development to a state-regulated municipality. The district is bound by the laws of the town and has the same responsibilities to its tax base, which are the property owners within the village district. Idlewise is not a homeowners association. Idlewise is governed by three elected commissioners, each serving a three-year term. The district's primary function is the maintenance and reliability of the 16 miles of road and the municipal drinking water system. There are two full-time and one part-time DPW employees, two part-time office administrators, and two part-time office administrators. The district contracts with a licensed water operator to oversee the safety and functioning of our water system. Funding for this is raised by property taxes and an annual water fee, which are determined by the voters at the annual meeting. As in any other town, in order to vote at the Idlewise meeting, Idlewise must be your primary residence and registered as such for the town of Madison. This will allow you to vote at the Madison annual meeting as well. Idlewise property owners pay both the Madison property tax as well as the additional Idlewise tax. For new construction within the village district of Idlewise, a $200 driveway permit is required along with a $4,000 performance bond. So was that an $8,000? Was that correct, $4,000?
It's $8,000.
Okay.
The $4,000 bond.
Okay.
I changed
okay.
it.
Okay, you did. Okay.
Yeah.
The driveway application is approved by our DPW foreman. Hookup to the municipal water system requires a water hookup application along with an $8,000 fee. Once received, the district engineer's hydraulic modeling will determine if there's adequate water pressure available at the lot. There will also be a determination if a water main runs in front of the property. If the water main does not run to the property owner will be responsible for all costs in extending the water main to the property. If the district does not approve the hookup or property owner chooses to drill a well, the $8,000 fee will be refunded in full. If connected, there is an annual water fee, currently $400 for 2020. All other matters are handled by the town of Madison, such as building permits, variances, vehicle registrations, transfer station permits, fire station and police, or the state of New Hampshire for septic design. Driveway permit application, water ordinance, and water hookup application are available on the website. There is a property owners association, EPOA, the Idlewise Properties Owners Association. I put their website, which is separate from the village district. So this is just, again, a very first draft. Do we need to put in that there's full-time and part-time employees that might not need to be there?
One clarification
sure. On
that. Can you just put that the village district does not have a Facebook page?
Okay, yep, I can do that.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll put official, okay. Official info is on website, any other social media are not official sites. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. All right. And any other? Well, we had to dig up the paperwork as to when Idlewise was incorporated the village district for the bond bank. Remember, we got that like 50-page document that Kristen tracked down through the attorney general.
Anything for the bond banks in the file. So
I confirm that date. You know, if it's 85, 84, 79, and just make sure we have that correct.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, I think your sister had brought in that welcome package book.
Yeah, which is...
Is there something similar to that letter in there, you know, why Idlewise came to be, the explanation of what it is?
I don't think so. Well, I'll take a look.
I thought one of the former administrators here had done something similar to that. You know, what's the difference between EPOA and Idlewise? What is Idlewise?
I know it was a few pages.
Right.
I think Kathy was thinking just a one-liner
in
case anybody wanted it. I mean, one page, not liner,
right.
So that it could be.
Same message to everybody that calls. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes if you're talking to somebody and the phone's ringing and you forget to clarify something, this would be a much more systematic way of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
15 miles.
Yeah. It's been growing every day.
And I was trying to think of a better word. I said the maintenance and reliability of the roads. I wanted maintenance and not sustainability, but the long-term health of the roads. I couldn't think of a better word to put there. The liability is, I mean, again, that it doesn't go to the fact of the district, but it was just, you know, a way to describe, you know, what we spend our money on.
Yeah.
So, Dinah, anything that you could think of that would make it clearer or that you think should be included?
Pick one. I'm not sure that a lot of money. Parking. Yeah. And a lot. Like I said, it can be junk, wouldn't it?
Right. Let's move on.
All right. So,
okay. So, Paula, if Paula wants to edit it just grammatically or make it flow a little bit better, I'm completely good with that.
Okay.
But that's
big.
This is
the only other thing is that you might want to, the only other thing, maybe you had it in there, is mentioning that any, like, did you say, like, building permits and all that are handled by the town of Madison?
Yeah,
okay.
Building permits, variances, vehicle registrations, transfer station, fire, police, all through the town of Madison.
Okay. The only other thing I was going to put in about voting was that you need to be a registered voter in Madison.
Okay.
All
right.
Just saying anybody can vote as long as they live here. Well, you have to be a registered
And registered as a voter. Okay. I put and registered as such. And a registered voter. There we go.
Voter, yeah.
Yep. That's a better way to say it. Yep. And a registered voter with the town of Madison. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Yep. That's a better way of stating that. It's clearer.
Yep.
All right, good. All right. Okay. So I'll make those changes and send it to you. Okay. And the second thing was, or not the second thing, the next thing is that last year at the annual meeting, when we were entering the warrant articles, the DRA stated numerous times that when we adopted the Waterline Extension Expendable Trust Fund, that it was created under the wrong paragraph within the RSA. She said we incorporated it under, or we adopted it under 31:19-A, and it should have been 31:19-C. I read through both of those articles, and C actually only refers to I just want to say it right. It had to do with employee post-employment benefits. So I don't know if she misspoke, but it doesn't seem that C was the right ordinance either in order to adopt that Waterline Extension Fund. So I reached out to NHMA, explained the situation to clarify if, in fact, we did adopt that under the right RSA. And the other thing that DRA stated was that because we're a village district, the money should be held by the trustee of trust, that we are not allowed to have that money under our control. And I didn't really read that anywhere. And again, just wanted clarification from NHMA to make sure that we were managing that money correctly. And Catherine kind of wanted documentation of that because we asked her to move that Waterline Extension Fund over to the Madison Trustee of Trust. So we just wanted clarification for that. And this is about the camper, so we've already talked about that. Okay. So this is waiting for a response, and then I will update that draft of the Idle Wife letter and send it back to the office.
Okay.
And the other thing I was going to mention, when I was with the Department of Labor yesterday, DPW-1, they re-energized their furnace because we had those cold weather nights, and it is still leaking. I thought that gasket got replaced last year because there was discussion about it. I thought he gave you a price for a couple $100 I can put a new gasket in, not replace the whole system. That never got done. So literally there's a 5-gallon pail of water and it's leaking.
This is a different leak.
Oh.
this leak's coming off the pressure.
Oh.
Which has just changed the valve.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
15 PSI.
We can do that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The original leak hasn't come back. I'm thinking it's around the gasket and it's some kind of pinhole that keeps self-clogging.
From all the rust inside the furnace.
Exactly. So I think that valve is easy. We can get that at Webb or...
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We'll fix that, and we'll see where we sit with that. Because we fired it up. We had heat. It was running. It was just this
new leak.
Okay. All right. I thought it was the same leak from last year.
No.
Okay.
That leak never came back, and it seems like it's intermittent, and all of a sudden it'll open itself up, but that is a gasket.
Mm-hmm.
So if we need to, we'll just call the same. We never went through with it.
Okay.
It was a lot of discussion, but it was never followed through.
Okay. And we think that furnace has got to be 15 to 18 years old, maybe 20 years old.
Yeah, I'd anticipate a warrant for that this year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but we can get through to there. I'm confident.
Yeah.
But we can't
write that down.
Yeah. Let's write it down.
Okay, because
if we have to fix it, we have to fix it. But let's not do it until we know we have to. We're going to replace it. Why put the money into it?
Yeah.
And there was a couple of suggestions. I mean, we've got a propane tank out there.
Yeah, gas.
Is it worth it to go propane?
It is.
Could get rid of that tank. And,
yeah.
And she didn't like the idea of our guys eating lunch, you know, leaning up against the oil tank.
Why? Why not?
So, you call it a greasy grinder.
Yeah.
And flavor.
And maybe that's something in your spare time while you're running the grader to maybe get a quote or two on putting in a new heating system down there.
Yep.
Because if you eliminate the oil tank, you're going to gain that space.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So,
when those trucks are there, you can't even move in that garage. When the trucks
are
there. No,
we're pretty clogged up.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Okay, so that could be
maybe we can get a new bathroom at the same time.
Yeah.
The bathroom is going to get done when the flow's fixed.
Okay.
So we'll talk about the bathroom.
Okay.
But again, let's get through.
Yeah.
Well, again, the furnace is, if the furnace goes down, we're in trouble.
Yes.
So that's critical.
All right.
It's not going to be go down like can't fix it.
Yeah.
Those furnaces can always be fixed. We don't want it, but.
Yeah. Somebody had to weld it back together.
Yes.
Yep. Again, thanks for talking about budget.
Okay.
All right. So is that all you got?
I think that's all I have. Yep.
Okay, Paula, how about yourself?
So about the accounting situation, I was hoping to get the RFP done this week. I didn't. I had asked Donna to look for one for me. It's the one we did maybe 11 years ago. I don't know if we've had any luck locating that.
I forwarded you something, Paula. I didn't know if that's what you were looking for. I really don't know exactly what you're looking for.
Request for proposal?
When did you forward?
Oh.
Yeah.
This week...
I didn't see it. I'll look again in my email. I didn't see anything from you. Maybe I missed it. So I'll look at that. And then the other thing I did do, though, is I continued to do research, and I've now located at least, I think, 5 different firms in New Hampshire that work for different towns. Some of them are a little smaller, too, which might be better. So I think to get the RFP together, we should send it out to as many as we can locate, we can identify. So I did find some drafts of RFPs for other towns, so I can just use one of them as a template and create one for us with all of our specifics on it.
The requirements would be the same for any municipality. So
exactly, that's why I thought if I can just find the current one that I just did a lot of searching of town websites of all over the state. I tried to go with the smaller towns that would be closer to ours, just in terms of size, population. So I did find a bunch, and I'll get that done this week and get a draft out to everyone of that RFP, so we can, and a list of the firms if you want to look them up with their websites. So
okay.
I think we'll have plenty of options. I did find in mentions of minutes of costs for the audit that were substantially more than we've been paying, but some of those were for bigger towns, so it could be based on the size of the town or the, you know, their budget, and so it's going to vary, obviously. So, I think we've been getting a really good deal on our audit. I know it's gone. They proposed an increase, and I think that makes sense because I don't know if the number they gave us is the right number, but I think what we were paying was very low for a long time.
Right. Okay.
Hopefully we'll find something comparable. Hopefully we'll find something. But I think we should include that firm in our bidding process, the current firm.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I sent it to you on Tuesday, Paula.
Okay, my apologies. I didn't see that. I'll look for it tonight and
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Anything else, Paula?
No, that's it for me right now.
Okay. I just sent some pictures in of the summit for those of you who haven't seen it yet. I think, Paula, are you able to see that from your house? The antenna?
Yes, I am. I noticed it when I was outside the other day.
Okay.
So, not too intrusive. I mean, it's tall, but it's, you know.
Yeah. We haven't gotten any, I'll ask Donna, we haven't gotten any complaints about that or any concerns?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Yeah, thanks, Jay.
Oh, I mean the tower over in Ossipee. Yeah,
yeah,
that's it. So let's see. I got to follow up with the MS forms. We did that one. Did everybody sign that one? By
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And we haven't uploaded that, right?
No.
Okay, we'll start uploading those. So I sent a email in just to the office that when the Jacora pump station, no, was it Jacora?
Mm-hmm.
It was Jacora, was being done over. We received some discolored water, but it was also, I'm off the summit. My line is off the summit. So they did something up at summit, which I believe was a result of the bacteria count that they
mm-hmm.
found.
And don't forget, there was two boxes sitting down here in the hallway for months.
Yeah.
Those were meters for summit. So maybe Justin got up there and put those in.
Oh,
so they
really?
May have done that as well. There could have been some work in summit
okay.
during that same week that he was doing Chikora.
Yeah, because Ian called me and said he had flushed the tank, which was the new lines tank, by the way, and then chlorinated and then refilled.
Okay.
So I just pointed out, because I know we didn't put a notice out about it, but I received some discolored water, and even today even today I still smell the chlorine, which is good. So and then the we talked about the email from Mark regarding
mm-hmm.
the payments for the bond,
mm-hmm.
And that's all I got. So we got correspondence. We got correspondence from Sally Hassey on some trash that was thrown down the side of the embankment on Bristenstock, was it?
No, it's between Aspen and Jungfrau. I think.
Yeah.
Aspen, she thought.
Wait there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aspen. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, she did.
Yeah,
I spoke to her yesterday.
Yeah.
She was out walking, and my husband took pictures. He sent them in to me. But she did call the Madison police and report it. So she doesn't know who's responsible for picking it up, but she sent it in.
What's funny is that there was a box down there.
Yeah, it's
had
an address
on
it.
Like
yeah.
15 Crest
yeah.
Lane,
yeah.
apartment 1R or something like
yeah.
that. So
see, this is, it's on private property.
Right, you can't touch it.
Webb's not out. People think we just pick up trash for this trash. But
yeah.
Okay.
If it's within our 10 feet, we'll pick it up.
Right.
But it's outside of that, it's on private property. We don't. I don't need my video me go on someone's private property.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I haven't seen this. I'll look at it. But typically, you know, people report tires off in the woods and things that.
On our property. Like it's on our property.
Right. It's your landowner.
Because during the annual Valley Pride cleanup, sometimes residents will note to me, you know, there was an air conditioner thrown down the embankment down a particular road. And I went to look at it, and to Kelly's point, if it's in the 10-foot right-of-way, sure, we'll go grab it. But if it's on private property, because theoretically, if you take something off of private property and it looks like trash to you,
yeah.
it may not be trash to the owner.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful. So that's... that's why, in this particular case, it was best referred to the police.
It does look like the bags were ripped open, so I wouldn't be surprised if the folks that were in that house, whether it be the owner or the renters, left stuff out on the porch.
Right, right.
Yeah. And the bears dragged it down there and ripped it open.
Yeah, bears will not eat where they find the food. They take it somewhere else.
And they were drinking out of those Solo cups.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey, when that happens.
Yeah. Let's see, what else do I got? That's all I got. That's where in correspondence. Then, of course, the various bulletins I think everybody's had a chance to read.
Yeah, I picked up, I did, oh, the other thing is I did pick up the building permit for the Rhino.
Finally. All right. We got the building permit for the pump house.
Which is all completed.
Finally.
Okay. So.
And no Chris yet, huh?
No.
Tied up.
The other thing, I don't know.
Somebody call him, maybe? Maybe somebody should call him.
Yeah. Do we have an extra line?
Yeah, I
do. You want me to do it here? All right, we can do it here because that's the speaker.
We have that issue with the road. We should get sorted out.
Oh yeah, we talked about that.
I can't use this phone.
Okay. Let me use mine. Right now we're giving Chris Albert a call and get him on the phone. Chris Albert.
Do you have that loan document? Can we apply to the bond? All the things we have to send them.
I think you do have Paul on this line?
Nope.
I'm not going to be able to sign anything today, so, because I won't be back in the district till tomorrow, probably.
Okay.
Kathy, Kathy can sign.
Yeah, I'm right here. So we got all the checks signed.
Okay.
Chris's number. Do you have Chris's number?
Yep.
Okay, we're dialing Chris Albert to see if we can get this.
He did respond to that water pressure for the.
Yeah, he did.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice system. Chris Albert. Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yeah, hi, Chris. It's Joanna from the village. Seeing where you are to call into the meeting. If you could give us a buzz as soon as you can. Thank you.
Okay, so we're still waiting for Chris, but we do have a correspondence from Chris Albert regarding the street pressure for the water application at number 8 Idlewise Drive.
8
Idlewise Drive. He's using his LIDAR mapping and has estimated a pressure of 70 PSI in front of the lot number 15. The water line is a 2-inch line and serves approximately 7 homes. His comment is adding a new house will be okay. If any extensions are planned in the future, this line should be replaced with a 4-inch high-density polyethylene starting at the intersection of Winnegon and Gretchen.
Okay.
So we got the determination to respond back to Mr. Nyman that he is approved to connect to the water line on Idlewise Drive. Ian will coordinate with the property owner as to which, how that property line enters his property. And I'm thinking instead of coming out on Burn Drive and then going across Idlewise Drive, just come straight through the woods and across Idlewise Drive because there's the water supply line from the DPW well, which comes up Burn, takes a 90-degree, goes up Idlewise Drive, takes another 90, goes down Gretchen. I don't want that pipe to be even got
so
close.
So if he does that, he'll avoid crossing over the that Torrance main?
Yeah, he'll cross over at a burn and Idlewise Drive. I just want him to cross it once.
Okay, so he will end up crossing over it at least
right.
once. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do we have that, is that all mapped out, and do we have that water main?
Where in the road it is?
Located on a map somewhere?
No. I mean, we know where in the road it is. I mean, not we know what road it's on, but we don't know exactly where in the road it is. In other words, to be able to find it with a metal detector or something like that, no.
Okay. I wonder if that's something that when they do excavate that, if there is evidence of that main, to let Chris know, because he's going to have a survey guy come in and GPS in as many of these spots as we can to get on that LIDAR mapping.
Right.
Okay.
So can we...
Yep.
I didn't fill out the form that we for the approval.
Yep.
Can you do that out of session? I can do it right after, right?
Yeah, we'll sign. Well, I'll make a motion that we approve the hookup for number 8, Idlewise Drive. And I believe we already did this as far as the application was concerned, which prompted getting this study done for pressure. So now that is approved, and Ian Hayes, the water operator, has indicated that he will be able to do this hookup in a few weeks. So he's on board with this as well. So that is a go.
Have you gotten an estimate for how much it's going to cost to do this?
That's up to the property owner to do that. He can use whomever he chooses to trench across Idlewise Drive to get access to that main.
No. We dig our own roads. Nobody touches our roads. He will have to get a contractor for his property to dig that line and go to his house. So that's all part of the $8,000, is that we allocate money out of the $8,000 to dig across Idlewise Drive. But he is responsible.
Why would we be paying to dig across Idlewise Drive?
We always do.
Are we extending the main?
No. We're just connecting.
That's going to be a service link?
Service link, yeah.
Isn't that part of the $8,000?
Yeah.
So
we'll cut across Idlewise Drive. He's responsible for putting the ordinance, replacing the pavement, and if any ledge is hit, he's got to remove the ledge. He'll be responsible for that pavement as well.
So who's going to dig the? Who's going to dig across the road?
Ian can choose who he decides to choose. It's all under Ian.
As long as Mr. Nyman's aware of that, I think
that's how it was when last week I just did the minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's aware of everything with the ledge and
the cost of it on him, but that it will be. Okay. I didn't want his guys to all of a sudden start digging out of Idlewise Drive.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
All right. That's why I mentioned it to you, and I thought that's how that was going to happen.
They go as far as they're.
Okay. Yeah, because if his contractor of choice, even if it's his brother, hits that 6-inch water main, oh my gosh.
But didn't we tell 7BF that if he gets higher than he goes, go across?
No. Yeah.
Okay. So he wants to bring his own excavator up and dig it, because he's on a dead end on a dirt road.
Right.
Okay.
No, it still has to be through whoever Ian chooses, which was Dawson, right? Dawson gave the quote?
Well, they gave the estimate, but now he's saying, anyway.
Okay. All right.
Well, Ian's license, so it's all really called on Ian, his license.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right, so.
So we'll sign that out of session when that becomes, that paperwork becomes available.
Okay. Who signs it? Not seconds it.
I'll second it.
Okay. Kathy seconds. All in favor, say aye.
Yes.
Aye. Okay.
Paula?
Oh, aye. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you. We got some correspondence from Health Trust, but that's just normal seasonal.
Your updates and everything.
Yeah. And there was this one thing I looked very quickly at, and again, it's emergency. This is the one for rates.
Like a survey. I don't know if that's something
that
we have to...
That was a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't have anything else. We were hoping that Chris would be able to join us. So let's discuss that one about the roads and the gravel.
Can I just say something to Kelly?
Yeah.
Yep.
I just want you to be aware, Kelly, that the picnic table at Geneva, I think maybe it's from the summit, but it is, the boards are off and it's making safe. Got a lot.
The one at the beach?
Geneva Beach.
Okay.
The boards off the beach.
We'll get right on it.
I don't think we want to replace it until spring at this point.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Unless you want to spend the money, if we got the money in Parks and Rec.
Yeah, I just want to dial back. I want to dial back since we're still on talking about a little bit about water. Under the sanitary survey that occurred in the fall, the late fall, one of the things that Rick Skorenka noted in his tour of the Village District is that the floor of the Muddy Beach pump house was still, it's stone, but it's still earth. And he suggested pouring concrete. And we had talked at the time about maybe as much as $4,000 to do that. Would it behoove us? Because I think, to be honest with you, we got doing very well with the budget, including the water budget.
That's the water budget.
Yeah, and so that is on his list of major findings of the survey. And do you want me to, or any one of us can actually contact Ian to see what his ideas are about the future of Muddy Beach and whether it would be beneficial now to pour that concrete since we have some monies to do so.
I know he thinks it's beneficial.
Yeah.
The problem with that station right now is because it's just rock, the humidity levels are very high.
Yeah.
And now we're running a dehumidifier 24/7, and all that equipment is exposed to excess moisture and dampness.
Right, and we're running the dehumidifier, which is very expensive, because the water is coming out of the ground. If we seal that with concrete, we could possibly.
And it's easy to work. You can't put a ladder. You know,
right.
It's just not the safest work environment in there with
yep.
that gravel floor, that rock yep. floor.
Okay. You want me to reach out to Ian? You may not have the time this year, but all it would take is simply putting down the probably a mesh screen.
Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things with that gravel where it's level, you have to take some of that rock out
yep.
so that the floor is not a step up.
Okay.
So I think that was part of the cost was. Removing some of that rock that was on that floor so that when they did pour it,
yeah.
it was a smooth transition to the rest of the interior of the building.
Okay. All right.
And the other thing is, too, is we talked a lot about Summit pump house.
Yes.
Removing all that old insulation. And
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Potentially doing spray foam, building a mezzanine, trying to isolate the areas in order to... Heat less of the space, not having to heat all the way up to the peak.
Right.
And we did get an estimate of $4,000 to
right.
do that. And there is money left in that warrant article to do it. And that was part of the original warrant article, was to do some insulation up there.
Right.
And part of that old fiberglass insulation issue is the mice getting in there.
Yep.
So by spray foaming it, it would certainly seal all those openings up. And if we have that mezzanine, that will help the heating costs down on that
yeah.
building as well.
Yeah.
So is that something that we want to try and get done before the end of the year?
Yeah, we had a quote for that, actual quote for that
yep.
from our side.
Yep. Yep.
We can take a look at that as well.
So we should do it soon.
That would be
yeah.
good to discuss
yeah.
in our budget meeting.
Yep.
Yes.
It comes out of a warrant article, so yes, it's part
oh,
of the budget
okay. Oh, okay.
discussion.
But never mind.
But
there
is some money left in that warrant article that has to get, if we don't spend it this year, it lapses to the unassigned fund.
Yep.
Because this is year number two. But if we've got a contract from him,
right.
we could encumber it till spring.
And he may still hold the price.
Yep. But,
okay.
So do you want me to reach out to him to see if that's still a good number,
what
his availability is?
Yeah, if you could, that'd be great.
Right.
Okay. One other thing I wanted to bring on, we're still on water. We did get a second hit. Was this the September for coliform, but then we went back and did the second sample, and everything is fine.
Yeah, two negatives, right? Two fails and one positive.
Two positives.
What about all that other water? The other water thing, Jay? Did you get all those samples for the other residents?
Yeah. So I'm starting today distributing those. I'm putting a little kit together. So I'm using a plastic bag because these are going to be left on people's porches mm-hmm. with a piece of paper.
You were going to get them for me and bring them to me today.
Yeah. I came up last night.
Okay, because it has to be done. You can't be leaving. You have to.
Well, first of all, it's not a commissioner's job.
No, I know. I'm sorry, but I.
So I'll get it done. But what I want to do is make sure that everything stays intact. I don't want to have to tape the paper on the person's door, put the bottle to the side.
Okay.
So I got a little plastic bag for everything. Pieces, person's name on it, just leaving it off on everybody's doorstep, and then we basically. I'm calling. I have most people's numbers or. Emails.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'll be Monday.
We emailed all of them and
nobody
replied.
Yeah.
Well, nobody replied.
I mean, yeah, Dinah is the only one. Thank you, Dinah.
So, Dinah, we're going to.
I took the sample this morning. Should I dump it out?
No, don't do that.
It can last for 9 days, Dinah.
We can take it.
I'll bring it down when I sign the checks.
Thank you.
Okay. Because I'm anticipating we pick up all these on Monday.
Okay.
If you go to pick them up and they're still sitting on their front porch, do you feel comfortable going to their spigot and doing it?
That's what we'll have to do. And there was only a limited number of people that have the spigots on that weren't. When I went there, they weren't there.
Okay.
So that's going
to
be
you have to put something on your back of your shirt saying water sample collection so people don't call the
police. Oh, I know.
Please think it next week. So, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Then we're gonna call the. We're gonna be careful with our time because we'll be disconnecting.
Okay. I don't have anything else. I'll open it up to public comment. Do we have any public comment? Okay. Hearing none. I just want to inform people that is it next week. Next week we will be meeting in the meeting room at Town Hall by the police station. Lower Town Hall. We will not be here in the office if anybody so wishes to join us. But again, social distancing and wearing a mask
is
required.
Will this same 800 number still be working, though, or are we going to do a dial-in?
Yes.
Yeah, we can do it from your phone.
Yeah. It'll be videotaped, but we can certainly do a dial-in.
So can we use this for a dial-in like we do right now?
Yeah, exactly,
Okay. Yep. So we don't have to use a laptop to do it? We can do it through a phone?
Yeah, like Dave's phone or your phone.
Yeah, you can go
to
that.
I'll bring my laptop. I'll bring my laptop. Is there Wi-Fi at Town Hall? There must be, right?
I'm going to check with Linda today on that or this week.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Going to do it on a laptop. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have to use a phone. You can't dial into.
But to have the display like that to see who's.
Oh,
on the phone.
Yeah. That's
got to have
Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make unless anybody has anything else, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Good. I didn't get my phone.
Thanks,
everybody.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.